Michael Lawrence reading from his book Tripping with Jim Morrison, featuring James Mason.
Paris is a stage, each of us cast in our own movies, creating in our minds our own cinema verite. It's a pleasure, that's the pleasure of Paris, or her atmospheres. Stations of the cross, the possibility of poems, or a list of things admired. In the park, Champ de Mars, the imaginary proprietor, is Ray Bradbury, who points the way to a bank of lights arranged in rows of suns to illuminate the Eiffel Tower. This world is secluded by bushes and trees, but there is a park bench and a streetlight placed on a pebble arena, as if waiting for the arrival of an actor, an audience of a fellow artist I met at the etching atelier. Francoise's voluptuous nature was depressed. She needed a mentor, someone to hustle her paintings. I'd been to see them at his studio, and she had come to visit me. I invited her out for a treat. That summer in Paris, I had an attic studio, with one window the size of a small TV that overlooked the Seine. We had a glass of wine and decided to walk. Walking in Paris is the usual therapy. We went to the Champ de Mars, and so my performance in the Champ de Mars near the lights that illuminated the Eiffel Tower was for Francois. It had all come together nicely for her large, sad eyes and my words, some borrowed from Dylan Thomas and others from the moment. Her chocolate eyes told me it was not enough to cut through her nervousness. However, I began my performance facing Bradbury's sons. Once there was an artist who stood at the edge of the world to whisper to his audience of imaginary friends, "Be amazed by shapes of clouds, the sound of words. Now colors come dance on my poor man's palette. The lady is sad, requires new jewels, a dance at the sea. The tip of my hat, a smile, a cheer, a flower, a cat."
Good, that's a bit.